Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. G20 summit, that is, world's richest economies. Well, it's wrapped up 2 days of meetings in Germany with more protests there in Hamburg and President Trump at the center of things. We get more now from VOA's Luis Ramirez in Hamburg.
The last day was long and filled with difficult meetings in a difficult setting. British Prime Minister Theresa May got her time with a U.S. leader after being pushed off the schedule Friday, when Trump's meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the main event at this G20, went long. China's Xi Jinping was Trump's last meeting of the day. North Korea was a top issue. G20 leaders, nervous about Trump's America First policy and Brexit, sought to counter what they perceive as a growing wave of isolationism among the main players. In their final communique, they agreed to work against protectionism. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Iraqi security forces say they expect to declare victory soon in Mosul. Clashes continuing between the Islamic State fighters as they push back, an Iraqi military spokesman saying that the militant defense lines are collapsing. Iraqi officials have predicted the defeat of IS several times over the last week, as forces have confined the militants to a small area of the old city along the Tigris River. Islamic State claiming responsibility for an attack that killed 23 in the Sinai Peninsula. Egyptian officials said a suicide car bomber attacked a military checkpoint. In the wake of the attack, which occurred near the border town of Rafah, dozens of militants descended on the site in vehicles and shot at the 60 soldiers who were present, shot at them with machine guns. This is VOA News.